welcome to Glant City, population 3.
Well, people are always saying to me, what is Glant? Why have all of you been going insane about the name Glant?
Well, it's a good question.
It's such a good question. And it's one that I have been bothering Nova and Maddie about, I want to say, for days now.
I just get texts from you that just say Glant. Like, yeah. we are agents of Glant, with a full stop in between every letter of Glant.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited to talk about the mayor with the best name that we've ever dealt with.
I have to be honest. When you first showed me Glant,
is I love every Glant I see.
I misread it. I thought the name was Giant Havanah.
Me as well. I thought you were talking about some sort of like Norse god.
Yeah, of course we would elect this giant. Why wouldn't we? She's the most powerful woman in town.
Yeah, look.
She's the biggest Asgardian we've got.
That's how we measure which one's the oldest and therefore has the most experience. Yeah.
People don't know this, but Norwegians are like sandworms. They actually just keep growing until they die. Mm.
Uh-huh. People also don't know this, but mayor, actually, if you trace it back to like Proto-Indo-European, the root that it comes from actually means like tallest person in village.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, but if that were true, wouldn't I be the mayor of the episode and not Riley? Who's the mayor of the episode?
We've evolved. Well, we've sort of evolved tallest. Civilizational norms that move past the kind of the will of the tall is enforced upon the shorts, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to introduce my episodes that way now.
Yeah. The tall do what they will and the short endure what they must, you know?
The short endure seeing what they can. Mm. So.
The tall create reality.
Welcome
tall
to...
Tall women create good times. Good times create short women.
That's right.
Short women create bad times. Bad times create tall women.
That's right. That's right. And I would say tall women hold up the sky more than short women because we're closer to it.
Short women are sort of flailing at it.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm acting like I'm holding up half
Make
the
sure
sky,
we all
but really
back away
I'm just
from the microphones
like...
while we mime holding up the sky. So we're all just talking from here. It's fine.
Look, we may be talking from way back here, but we are holding up the sky. So,
we being
interesting, you used "we" to include. Yeah,
he's got his hands over his little eyeball.
Honestly, it's just easier at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. The idea. Look,
oh, I see. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm wise to
wait,
your
Riley,
schemes.
You're saying that we've worn you down through our efforts to wear you down.
I'm feeling really worn down by all these efforts.
This millstone's really doing a number on me.
Oh, I feel like so much flour. Look, here's the thing. Glant. It's like Gabbo. Glant.
You go into City Hall, the receptionist is like banging on the clipboard. Glant.
This episode is just going to be that one scene from Being John Malkovich, but everyone's just saying Glant. You get to the city hall, the reception's like Glant, and I'm like, Glant, and then they're like, Glant, and they sort of like usher me to the elevators.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Glant, and I say Glant, they push the floor.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of those improv games where you're not supposed to use English. It's like upright glance brigade.
Upright glance per glant.
The glant right glance per glant.
One phoneme. All it took for is that a phoneme? Is that two phonemes? I don't know how many phonemes it is, but however many phonemes it is, it has driven us deeply. This is maybe like, if Tiffany Henyard was the first encounter with the weird, right? This is a kind of cognito hazard.
It's a glant old flag. It's
who's your favorite working
flag.
Comedic actress? Mine is Kate Berglant.
I thought it was weird that instead of the normal numbering scheme, this is numbered as an SCP.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, look. Look, mm-hmm. We have to talk about Glant. We can't just say... There are going to be plenty of opportunities for us to say Glant Havanah, mayor or former mayor of Palmer Lake's name throughout the next hour or so.
What if we beep Glant this episode?
Yeah, she's a... right? Like...
No, it's okay. You can't libel the ex-mayor as Glant.
So this is something that was sent into the No Gods, No Mayors inbox. And because Palmer Lake is a small town, and this is, I was like, okay, well, this could be a good municipal roundup item. Yeah. But then I attempted to do that, and the Mayor Taculus shocked me. I was like Saul on the Damascus Road. I fell to my knees and realized Glant deserves her own episode.
You were struck blind briefly by the intensity of the vision of Glant you received.
You were sent to a land Glant university.
Yeah, and yeah. The angel came down. Be not a Glant. Biblically or accurate
in this
Glant.
In this case, be a Glant. Would you?
And also yeah, with Glant.
And also with
Glant. Also unto Glant. And with your Glant. Mm-hmm. So look, we have to talk about Glant. We can't just keep saying her name. It's a fun name to say. You're at home.
It's a pretty fun name. We can just keep saying it. I'll talk about it.
I think so. People will pay for that. People will give us like $5 a month to keep hearing us.
$5 a month gets you to the Glant tier where you get every week 1 hour of us just in concert going, Glant, 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 Glant. Glant.
Hey, why is this summoning a demon of Nurgle? So basically, I decided, or the Mayor Taculus decided through that Glant was to have her own episode. Now, here's the thing. Glant was the mayor of Palmer Lake, a town of about 3,000 people. It's a upscale kind of retirement bedroom community. Yeah. Mostly it's like where you move if you've made money in like another Colorado city because it's very beautiful. It's a bit like Squim in that way where it's like just a lovely small town.
Upscale Glant.
He's been living in a downtown Glant. Now, here's the thing. Glant, I would not surprise you to know. I was like, this bitch is definitely Mormon. 100% she's Mormon.
No non-Mormon ever named a child Glant. I think we can say that. That's just an event that's never happened.
No non-Mormon ever named me Glant. going mad. I'm going mad with Glant. So, by the way, we also didn't even say, only now are you discovering, I think, that Glant Havanar is a woman, or at least was assigned female at birth.
That's...
Or at least assigned female at birth.
Assigned. We don't have the research in whether or not Glant is some sort of they-fab.
Well, I don't know.
Questions for Glant. Are you trans misogyny exempt?
So the thing of, actually, Glant is extremely transphobic. I actually forgot that she's very transphobic as Glant.
Okay, so I can say whatever I want about her then.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want about Glant.
I was going to say, Glant, a great name for one of those girls that doesn't change her name when she transitions. And it's just sort of like, you're going to deal with it now, actually. I'm so hot that you actually have to fucking, you do still have to call me Zachary, actually.
Still Glant.
It's like you have D cups. I'm not calling you Jonathan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to. I'm Jonathan. I'm Jonathan, the beautiful trans woman.
Fucking damn it.
So Palmer Lake, the town of 3,000 people, it's in El Paso County, Colorado. There's a big Texas connection in this episode, so we have to clarify El Paso is also a county in Colorado.
Yeah, because it's Spanish for the pass, and there's a fucking billion passes that Spaniards sort of like rolled down on horseback, like me in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Weirdly, that's a huge part of how the town got founded, because it is the place where you had to like stop to water trains that were going like through the pass that it was on.
Yeah, train a kind of iron horse.
Trains as they were known at the time as Glants.
Yeah. Pardon me, boy.
Searching for the Glant etymology.
Is that the Chattanooga Glant? Track 29.
Nothing.
Hey, baby, give me a Glant.
Sorry, nothing. Riley, that's nothing. Here's the thing: is I'm going to be searching. I'm like grasping for what the fuck Glant can be short for.
No. I read an obituary of her father to find out if she was Mormon. It's short for nothing. That's her name. That's the whole name. They wouldn't use a nickname in an obituary.
Yeah.
Survived by his daughter Glant.
Yes, correct. And then it was like respects can be paid to the XYZ Church of Latter-day Saints in Colorado. And I was like, well, yeah, obviously.
But, yeah, sure.
So Palmer Lake. This is from the town website. The town of Palmer Lake is a statutory town governed by an elected 7-member board, volunteers, and including the town mayor and 6 trustees. So we don't have town councilors or aldermen, it's trustees. And then the mayor. Mayor is a 2-year term, trustees serve for 4. And
I'm only finding the kind of like heavily AI generated like baby name sites, which tell me that Glant is a unique name that resonates with strength and stability.
I think what happened is that because Glant got a lot written about her, she's now in training data.
Gender boy sounds like Glant in all caps.
It does sound like that.
It does. It sounds a lot like Glant.
I will
say that about the name Glant is that it sounds a lot like the name Glant.
So, I mean, maybe this name is a cognito hazard and that's why everyone around her is so weird.
But definitely not due to the fact that they are Coloradans.
So I want to tell you a little bit about the town and what happened. So in October 2021, the Board of Trustees passed a resolution declaring the following as the mission for the town. It's elaborated a little bit, but this is the headline. To provide leadership to preserve our small community dynamic with measured and sustainable growth in partnership with the citizens of the town of Palmer Lake.
It's like lib 14 words.